guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight's kind of a fun story. It's women are actually getting friend-zoned. I don't know if that's by guys or if women are friend-zoning themselves or a little bit of both. But I've got a couple of articles I want to read, but I also have a personal input on this. I do still, as many of you, I don't know, some of you guys think I'm crazy, and guys are crazy for having female friends, but I still have female friends. Some of them I've known since I was in school, which was a long time ago, but they've stayed in contact with me, and they've been good people, and I've enjoyed my friendships with them. And now I've got a 33, a 35-year-old, a 40-year-old, and a 44-year-old that are all friends of mine, and they're all single, and they're all without kids, and they're all unhappy. And what's interesting is that basically they all are complaining that the guys that they go out with are good catches. They're really excited to be dating them, but it never lasts very long, only a month or two, or in some cases 3 months. And then the guys bail, and they're kind of surprised, even though they never really talked about the relationship portion of the relationship. And so what I think's happening is that they're kind of starting off as, hey, we went on a couple of dates, everything went well, we fooled around, and I haven't asked them, a couple of them offered this information, but they fool around, and then it's like they're hanging out, and they're going on dates, and they're having their fun, intimacy, and whatnot, and then after a few months, the girl says, hey, what are we, or where are we going? And the guy says, what do you mean? Like, we're friends, and we're just kind of hanging out. And the women are like, yeah, but I want more. And the guy's like, oh, well, I don't. I'm not ready for that, or I'm not looking for that. And they peace out. And the girl gets friend-zoned. So what's happening is women are getting the friends-with-benefit type relationship, but they're unable to secure an actual relationship. So I've got a post here from Reddit, and I'm going to read this, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit. So it says here, 39, and I've been friend-zoned again. Help. So I, 39 female, have been seeing this guy, 41 male, since the very beginning of March, and it's been great, honestly. We talk or text every day, hang out at least once a week and and spend at least a day or two together almost every weekend. We tell each other good morning and good night every day, and I even met his dad. His mom passed 5 years ago. Everything we do is stuff that couples do, but we haven't had the talk or anything like that. Well, some of his friends are started calling me his girlfriend, so I came out and asked him if we were a thing or just friends. Now, she's spent all this time together with him. They're seeing each other every weekend. Don't tell me they're not doing a little bit of the old in and out on the weekend, or maybe once or twice a week. So obviously, if the friends are thinking they might be boyfriend-girlfriend, they're hanging out a lot, she's met his friends, they're being intimate, but she has to ask, are we friends or are we like a thing? Why? Because they never had that conversation, and the woman did not set up the boundaries of what the relationship is going to be beforehand. So what does that mean to a guy? Well, this is what I told a couple of my female friends that I was talking to. I said, imagine this. We're hanging out, right? We meet, we agree to go on a date. That means it's romance is implied. We go on a couple of dates, I start sleeping with you. And then we continue to go on a date, and we're just chatting it a little bit. Who determines whether you're dating or not? And the women usually say, well, I guess I'm waiting for him to step up and make the move or make things more permanent. I say, exactly. Women control when and if intimacy occurs. Men control when and if a romantic relationship occurs. And these women don't understand that. So they're kind of waiting around, waiting for him to make a decision, and he never needs to. Why? He's having fun as friends. He's getting, you know, someone to hang out with, have a good time. He's going on a couple of dates or somebody to do something with. And then he goes home and you know, bangs her brains out. And he doesn't have to do anything for it. He doesn't have to promise to be a boyfriend or make any type of commitment. So why would he? Let me finish reading this and we'll talk about it a little more. She says, I'm okay with that. I mean, it's only been 3 months. I'm perfectly happy with things the way they are. But now things are awkward between us. Okay, she says she's perfectly happy the way things are, but yet didn't she just ask him what they were? So obviously she's not okay with the way things are. The next day, I asked him if we could just forget I said anything, and he laughed and said, I think we should just step back a bit. I think you're awesome, and I want to stay friends, but I'm not looking for anything. I think I have screwed up everything, guys. I have no idea what to do now. I miss our friendship and talking to him every day and the way things were before I opened my big mouth. What should I do? Here's what's going on. Okay, now I'm going to use these numbers. I'm not saying that this is all exact, but the theory is still the same. Guys will sleep down. Women will sleep up. Men will sometimes date down casually. Men or women will always date up casually. But when the guys asked, hey, do you want to link? Do you want to become a part of someone that is a couple statuses on the social scale lower than you? A guy will say, no. No, I don't need to, because I have all these other women that are similar to you that I have easy access to. Why? Because if he's a top 10 or 20 percenter, all 100% of women want the top 10 or 20% of men. Well, the 7, 8, 9, or 10 guy will sleep with a, you know, a 5 or a 6 or a 7 girl. Why? They're better than average, which means that they're more attractive than average. They may be fun. So he says, you know what, I don't have to put in any effort and I can take all these girls out. Because again, it's not like there's scarce pickings right now. You know, if you're a 7 or a 6 guy, you don't get to date 6 girls because the 6 girls are sleeping with the 8s. The problem is that the woman that's sleeping with the 8 now wants to have a long-term relationship with the 8. And he says, no, we were just having fun. I don't want to commit anything to you. And now you have to go away. Why? Because he has 3, 4, 5, 2, 7, 15 other women that are around the same status as she is, that are all excited to date him because he's a better prospect, and he can have his choice because he doesn't have to really put in much effort, and he doesn't feel like he has to commit to anything. Why? Because a couple of dates, he's getting some action, and it's easy for him. And a man in his 30s can do this with 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds. And a man in his 40s can do this with 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds. And a man in his 50s can do this with 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds. You see where I'm going with this? As a guy gets older, his choices become more. Why? Because he's smarter, he's more comfortable, he can have easier conversation, he's not quite as awkward, maybe he's gone to the gym and he's in shape, his finances are better, and with age, you know what? Hey, you look at Sean Connery, young Sean Connery, pretty good looking dude. Older Sean Connery, very distinguished. And I know firsthand women that have said they would go with 50 or 60 year old Sean Connery or Clint Eastwood, and these were women in their 20s and 30s. So, I mean, now granted, those, you know, that kind of guy is obviously very rich and good looking and tall and all this other stuff. But the point being is that as long as women will not lower their standards down to where their kind of their dating pool should be, and they continue to chase after these 8s and 9s and the guys that are superior in social value and looks than they are, well, then they're only going to be able to have intimacy. They're never going to be tied down. Let me jump over. I want to whip through this real quick. I know I'm a few minutes in, but this is women in their friend zone, why you're always the friend, not the lover, or long-term lover. Here's the points I want to talk about. You always a challenge to others, which means you may be a strong, independent woman, but there's a fine line between being self-sufficient and being aggressive. How many women out there are, I'm the prize, you need to earn me, queen, and all this other stuff? That's a nope from anybody, okay? No way. Now, will a better looking guy still, because he doesn't have to deal with the attitude? Because if she's a 7 and a 10 walks in the door, she's still like, yeah, I want to be treated by a queen, but and I'll go with that. So he doesn't have to treat her like anything, right? So again, if she's given all the attitude, the guys at her plateau that would date her, well, the only guys that are going to spend time with her are the guys that look at her and say, easy pickings. You play hard to get. Men are not mind readers, so if you're interested in someone, let them know you're interested, which is what she did. But again, when you're I'm just using these numbers as an example because I don't know what she is. But if you're a 5 or a 6 or a 7 woman and you're saying, hey, to an 8 or 9 or 10 guy, again, they'll be physical with you because that doesn't really, I mean, that's just fun for a guy. He doesn't get romantically involved. But for the woman, she says, hey, this is my new normal. These guys, these men are attracted to me. Yes, they won't wife me up and they won't date me long term, but they'll be with me part time. I just have to find the right one that'll stick around. But they're, again, shopping too high. You know, beer budget, champagne taste, right? You're attracted to the wrong type of men. Perhaps there are plenty of men who would love to date you, but you just don't notice them. Maybe, so far, you're only interested in the wrong type of men, such as playboys or perpetual flirts, such as playboys or perpetual flirts, or men that are much higher quality than you are. That's a fact. And then the other one, you're always hanging out, and you don't put any rules on this, and you come off as too desperate, which is what this other woman probably did. So the advice I gave to my other friends is, I said, well, let me ask you, and I was kind of, I've been breaking this down in my head over several months, but I didn't really have a good way I wanted to tackle this. But I just got off the phone with another friend a couple of hours ago, and she's the one that's 40. I think she's 40 or 41. She's pretty. She's redhead. She's attractive. She probably looks like she's 30. She gets interest from men from their 20s to their 50s, all day long, all of them. But she's also a former Miss Hawaiian Tropic model, and she's had her choice of men all her life. The problem is she's still going on dates with very successful, mostly very financially well-off, tall, attractive men. But they, yes, they will have their fun with her, but she's 40. And yes, a 45-year-old guy, myself included, would look at her and say, yes, I would definitely take her to bed. And yes, she's amazing looking and really great looking. I could guess she's 30. But the truth is, when it comes to long-term relationship, does a guy say, you know what, she's 40. She doesn't have any kids. I don't even know if she can anymore. But I can also find a 25 or 30-year-old, because again, she only dates cream-of-the-crop guys. Those cream of the crop guys may fool around with her, but when they want to go long term, if they ever do, they can get a 25 or a 30 or 32 or 30 whatever year old easily. So are they going to say, hey, you know what? She looks great at 40, but how's she going to look at 50? Maybe not so good. But if I start dating this 22, 24 year old, how's she going to look in 10 years? 34? A lot better than 50. And so women are having a hard time understanding that. And then lastly, I'll touch on this quickly. And I'll put the links for all this stuff down below. This is a from Psych Central. Friends with benefits, can women handle it? And I'll breeze through this quickly. Looking good can start to look like love. Whether the person is really appropriate or not, you start convincing yourself that with you, he'll be different. That a couple of people who share such powerful connection are meant for each other. Meaning, mention this to the guy and he's likely to be surprised and upset. He figured you knew what you were getting into. Why would you think he was going to change? Exactly. You know, she's being with him, he's being with her, they're having a good time, everything's romantic, it's hot and heavy, and she says, hey, what are we? And he says, man, I'm just having fun. And she thought, well, maybe he'll change his mind for me. Or I know he's dating lots of women, but maybe he'll pick me. The answer is no. He doesn't need to, because he has choices of many other women. Boom, friend zoned. Now, that may be friends with benefit zoned, but she's still friend zoned. She's not getting the long-term relationship. I say another reason, biological. Both men and women release oxytocin, and during her happy time, and she gets to her happy place during intimacy, right? The O face, that oxytocin is released, and she says, oop, and it helps her bond with him. But in the meantime, he doesn't care because he's also zipping it off with four or five other women. So she gets in love, and he gets like, no, I'm just good. It's right here. They say it's often what makes a woman start to see a friends with benefit arrangement as meaning more. She bonds, he doesn't. One day she whispers, maybe I love you. He's outraged. He's bummed. This wasn't supposed to happen. This wasn't the deal. And they say, tell that to your hormones. Obviously writing this for women. And lastly, some of it seems to be evolutionary hardwired. Where men seem to be engineered to sow their wild oats, women have, at least historically, been focused on finding a stable mate to settle down and the business of making a family. So those things don't change, right? We talk about women and they say, oh, I want to be free and I want to be just like guys and I want to go out and have my fun and do my thing. But the oxytocin release for them breaks down over time. For men, it's different. Men are visual. Men are much more not emotionally attached to intimacy until they're with the same partner for a long time. And I've done a video on this, on over time, men can actually bond with women. Or a single woman, if she's able to garner his attention for long enough. But if she doesn't, he's going to continue to do his thing. Women, if they're just with multiple partners, that can burn out on them. And so they're not able to bond. But what happens when a woman is, say, and again, I'm just picking random numbers here, but let's say a six, she decides, an eight decides to take her out and bed her and have fun and all this stuff. And she starts to bond to an eight, but he doesn't want long-term. Well, she says, I've had an eight. So she goes out with another eight, another eight, another eight. And all her bonding and all her she says, all these eights, man, they really like me. I just can't tie one down. My value must be an eight, even though really it's probably a six. And over time, any six that approaches her, she's like, step off, dude. Queen, princess, you need to treat me, and I need a man that's this. And I've got a video coming out after this one. It'll probably be a couple hours because I've got to record it and edit the heck out of it because it's a video review. And it's about a woman talking about this, about how picky they are. And when you see the woman that's doing this in the video and the way she describes it, she's going to explain to you and prove to you what I'm proving right now, why men are no longer going to attach. Because the expectations of the women are unrealistic. So all these women that think they're going to get a boyfriend just get used and abused and dumped. And then when it's time for them to really settle down, anything less than an eight, the six, looking at anything less than an eight is not her caliber of man. And thus, she's friend-zoned by every guy that wants anything to do with her that's the eights and the nines and the sevens. And then the guys that are at her level, equivalent of attractiveness and income and all the, which traditionally would be who she would be with, she doesn't give them a chance. And so not only is she getting friend-zoned by the good-looking guys, she's friend-zoning herself by not looking at the other 60, 80% of men out there. So thought you guys would find this one interesting. I'll leave it there. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos. A lot of them I've done that kind of tie into topics like this. And we'll leave it there. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, it's guys now doing the friend zoning because it's so easy to be intimate with so many women. They don't have to settle. And they're just basically friends with benefiting every woman that wants to date them. Until women adjust their views on who they can and can't date long term, they're just going to friend zone themselves.